Peace be upon those who follow the guidance, and thank you for coming back. Today, I want to talk about the correct way to understand the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. Now, hadiths are the sayings, the actions, the approvals of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. Now, why is this important? Why do you have to know the steps to take to understand his way or his teaching or the teaching of the Prophet? Now, imagine a non-Muslim comes to you, right, and you are Muslim. Or a non-Muslim is giving a hadith of the Prophet. Now, if they do not know the steps to take to understand it, they may come with wrong understanding, right? They may be giving a false information, a false understanding, and then because of this, they will spread these false understanding, right? But if they knew the steps to take, this will not have happened. Now, the hadiths are narrated from the Prophet. Now, in these narrations, some are authentic, some are weak, some are good. You know, the scholars, the Muslim scholars have categorized the hadith of the Prophet. If something is authentic, this is a hadith which is taken, right, as a matter of religion rulings. And if something is good, is categorized as good, it's also taken as religion matter. And this is must from Muslim to learn, because it has something to do about his religion. It's about his Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, his way, right? And Allah said, follow Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. Now, if you study the hadiths, you will come to know there are hadiths which are fabricated or weak. Now, these hadiths are trash. Now, trash, I mean that they are not taken in as a religion thing, right? So you may read it. A student of knowledge will read it just to further their understanding of why something is weak, why something is authentic. This is why they are in the books. Now, in the hadiths, there are books written about them. These books, which are written, the most authentic book of it, which all the Muslim scholars have came to agree after the Quran as being the most authentic, is Sahih al-Bukhari. Now, Sahih means authentic, right? In this book, everything that's within it is authentic by the consensus of the Muslim scholars. Now, there are other hadiths or hadith books which are also authentic, but within some of the books, you may find authentic ones, weak ones. Of course, when I say authentic, within the book, it's already categorized as weak or authentic. So all you do is just open it and read it and see the category. If it's authentic, you take this. Now, if you are given a hadith, the first step the Muslim is supposed to take is see if this hadith is authentic or not. Because if it's not authentic, this is now what the Prophet said, right? And you stop it there. Now, once you come to know a hadith is authentic from the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, the next step you have to do is see if there are other hadiths which complement the hadith which you found. Because sometimes when a hadith does not give you the correct, but the full picture, because the companions of the Prophet, when they narrated, some of them may give you half of what the Prophet said, and some may give you the full picture of what happened, right? So the hadiths may complement with one another, and because of this, you may need the two of them to come with correct understanding. Now, if you find another complementary hadith, now you try to read both of them side by side and come up with the correct understanding. Now, your understanding may be something that's different from the scholars, right? Now, what would you do, right? Now, the third step is when you see a hadith is authentic and you find the complementary hadith, you have to see how the scholars have understood that hadith. And when you see how they have understood it, now you take their understanding of what the hadith is saying. So now imagine you just, a person opens a hadith, it's authentic, they come up with an understanding, yet you may see a scholar come up with different understanding. Now, of course, you don't stick a layman's understanding of the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. You take the scholars, their understanding, right? Now, these are the steps you must take. Now, imagine you are a non-Muslim. You open a hadith. It's authentic. You come with understanding, right? Yet the Muslim says, how you have understood it is wrong. Now you ask him, why is my way of understanding incorrect? Now the Muslim says to you, for 1,400 years, since the Prophet, the Muslims have understood the hadith to mean this way. The scholars have agreed on the understanding of the hadith. Now, as a non-Muslim, it must be upon you to understand that your way of understanding the hadith is incorrect. Right? So you take the scholars of the meaning of the scholar or the understanding. Now, this is how to save misunderstanding between Muslims and non-Muslims, because non-Muslims may just open hadith and they may find a weak hadith which is not even taken as a religion ruling, right? Which something that does not even have a weight, and they think it's authentic, right? They just read something that says narrative from the Prophet, and they think this is authentic because they don't know the steps to take. But if they knew the steps to take, they will come with a correct understanding as the Muslims do. Now, as always, remember to follow these steps. Find the hadith which is authentic. See if there's complementary hadiths. Find the understanding of the scholars and follow their understanding. Now, thank you for listening. As always, there are better explanations out there who will give you a better way of understanding, and you can search them online. Thank you for listening. Until next time, take care.